You love the Lord this morning? Do you love your neighbor this morning? Back up. Do you love yourself this morning? Amen. Amen. We've come to talk about the goodness of God. Yes, Lord. You know, Bishop told me early in the week, I want you to minister this week, and I'm all excited because I was sitting there just last Sunday, I think. I said, I need to preach. I need to tell him I need to preach, but I didn't say anything. And so the Lord said, you will operate in the prophetic and just say what I say and do what I say to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me read a couple of scriptures. You know, I said, well, Lord, at least I need some scriptures. You know, traditionally, you have to have a scripture. And he said, that's the problem with people. Too often, they follow in traditions instead of following my word and following me. And, you know, we've learned to listen to the inward witness and to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. And so we're growing up in him. And so you make up your mind today that it's God in me. It's God in me. I'm listening for myself. And then whatever else he says, I'll do that too. One thing he said to tell you that if he has me to call you out, whether something, as we say, good or correction, he said, don't be embarrassed nor offended because it is done in love. His love overcomes all. Psalm 119, which I thought was going to be the last, but first scripture, Psalm 119, verse 47, in the King James Version says, I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. The Good News translation of those verses say, I find pleasure in obeying your commands because I love them. I respect and love your commandments. I will meditate on your instructions. Father, we come today in the name of the Lord Jesus, yielding now to the unction and direction of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God, that these who have assembled here now will forget about themselves, their dinner at home, the places they may need to go, and that we'll come together concentrated on you and worshiping you and all be off one accord, that you may move in your power and your anointing. Because you said there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. We all baptized into Christ through his blood. And we thank you for that now in Jesus' name. Amen. If I had a title, it would be, if you have ears, hear what the Lord is saying. If you have ears, hear what the Lord is saying. Ezekiel chapter 12 and verse 2. Son of man, thou dwellest in the midst of a rebellious house, which have eyes to see and see not. They have ears to hear and hear not, for they are a rebellious house. And that's the way the children of Israel were, and that's the way we once were. But now that Jesus is our Savior, we have put aside the rebellion. And we are obedient children of God. And each one of these scriptures that I give you, as you see, they say the same thing. And you'll have to read what was before and after, because the Lord, even though I read it, he didn't tell me to do that. He said to tell you, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Let me go back. That was Matthew 11, 15. Then Matthew 13 and 9. He or who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Matthew 13:43. Then the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Mark 4:9. And he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Mark 4:23. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Mark 7:16. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Luke 8:8. And other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Luke 14:35. It is neither fit for land nor yet for the dunghill, talking about salt that has lost its savor, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. I think the Lord wants us to hear, don't you? I believe the Lord wants us to hear his word today. Hallelujah. So he's calling forth a people who love him to the uttermost, first and foremost. Say that. So, Lord, I love you first and foremost. Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Whatever has gone on in the past is past. If you will take God at his word, whatever has gone on in the past that was not good, it's past. Whatever that comes over into the future that you have to deal with, you deal with it with the power and the anointing and the word of God. So you are brand new. Say, I'm brand new. Say it again, I'm brand new. Say, I have ears and I hear. I'm brand new. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. The song they used to sing a long time ago, he washed me whiter than snow. In the blood of Jesus, I'm washed, I'm healed, I'm whole. Say that. I'm washed, I'm healed, I'm whole. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. God wants you to connect with him today. He has a word for some of you today. You have to connect with him today. You have to connect with the power of God today. He that has not just these physical ears, but a spirit ear to hear. Hear what God is saying. Children, hear what God is saying. If you can watch those games and videos and understand that, you can understand who Jesus is. You can understand what the word of God is saying. If you can go to school and learn how to add and multiply and divide, you can come to church and know who Jesus is. Parents, that's your responsibility to make sure they do that. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to, say me. Say, I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. Say it again, I'm a child of God. Say, the devil doesn't like it, but I am a born again, Spirit-filled child of God. Shout hallelujah. 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 So I once was a sinner, but Jesus, through his blood, has made me righteous. He became a sinner, sin, and traded it off, gave me his righteousness. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah.